So, should we get started?
Yeah, totally ready to
All
get
right.
started.
You want to hit the thing?
What thing?
The thing, you know, the thing? Oh, do I have to do everything myself?
Shalik Doe. 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 Doc popular. Yo, yo.
Wiki, wiki.
Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki. Yo, yo.
Wiki, wiki.
Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki.
On yo, radio.
Yo, yo, radio. Yo, yo, radio.
Wiki, wiki. Yo, yo, wiki, wiki. Wiki, wiki. Yo, yo. Wiki, 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 wiki. Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki, radio. Podcast. Podcast.
On yo, yo, radio.
Wiki, 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 wiki.
Welcome to Yo, Yo, Wiki Radio, where we talk about all sorts of things related to yo-yoing, wikiing, and radioing. I am Dr. Popular, and with me, as always, is your marvelous host, Joshua Parker.
Josh. That is correct. For those of you who are not aware, yoyowiki.org is a collaborative effort to create an encyclopedia of all the world's knowledge of yo-yoing information. And I am Josh Parker, here with Dr. Popular, and this is the fifth episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast.
And at the end of the episode, we'll be sure to tell you guys if it was another fantastic episode or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we're...
Because we can't tell right now. I tried to predict it once, and it didn't go over well.
No, no. So, Josh, straight up with Yo-Yo Wiki Radio, or with Yo-Yo Wiki, yoyowiki.org, I have an idea for a new page. I know I'm always hitting you with new ideas for pages, and I don't really have the follow-through to actually do them myself, but this is a good idea. A Yo-Yo Wiki thesaurus, okay? So you could have different, you know, all the different words for yo-yo.
Okay.
That would be very handy, because personally I can't think of many other words for yo-yo.
So,
it's very annoying.
I mean, there could be a return top.
Return top.
Retro-winding double knob toy.
Retro-winding double knob toy. What is it? Not the Flores. JoJo. It seemed like there was... Oh, Bandalore.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We should start using Bandalore more. We need to just... You know, we talk about yo-yoing so much... We can't keep saying yo 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 yo. Bandalore. I think we should start using that more often. I'm not saying replace all usage of yo yo, but if you're going to talk about yo yoing a couple times in a conversation, it'd be nice to have Bandalore. Retro winding double knob toy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course there's the yo dash yo or just yo yo or. I guess that's all I can think of there.
Yo. It's kind of lame. Yeah. Yo.
Yeah. Or wheel, as my friend Moon likes to refer to them as.
Really? Seriously? Somebody calls it a wheel?
Yeah.
Hey, do some wheel tricks!
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
So Joshua, speaking of the Bandalore, you had a master retro-winding double knob toy enthusiast visit you this weekend in your fine state of Minneapolis.
That is correct. The city of Minneapolis. Dave Poyser of the Pretty Boy Spinners and Save Death Productions was up from Iowa, and so I got to spend Saturday hanging out with that guy. We shot a little video at the Minneapolis Sculpture Garden, and had a pretty dang good time.
Now, for those of you guys who don't know, and you might have heard that phrase, a sculpture garden is, in fact, where all the sculptures of the world come from. Minneapolis is the leading exporter sculpted agriculture.
That is correct.
Sculpticulture. Sculpticulture. we should get a sculpticulturist in on the, yeah. But anyway, did you happen to talk to Dave Poisner about many of the topics that come up here on Yo-Yo Wiki Radio, such as the popular bind?
I actually did not get to bring that up to him.
I cannot believe you didn't ask him for his side of the popular bind story. I'm really surprised.
I bet you that would be a good story.
Well, probably be the same as mine.
That's true. You were very candid about your cattiness.
So let's see here. Did you ask him about Dave Poisner is my hero.com, and that's DAVEPOYZNER ismyhero.com. Did you ask him about that?
No.
Well,
I don't know what I would have asked him about.
Well, that. when he's gonna add some content to it.
Well, I'm confused by that because Dave's not adding content to that site.
Wait, I thought that's what you did with a fan site. You add content to your fan site.
Yeah, I guess that's my responsibility, though.
Oh, that's your responsibility?
Yeah.
You mean if for instance, somebody has a Dr. Popular fan site, they shouldn't be the ones to add the content to it? Somebody else does that.
Yeah. You should not be running your own fan site and adding content to it.
Well,
like,
that's
I guess
what
you
saying.
Could. Like, there's... You could if you wanted to, but...
I was saying the same thing. Like, I shouldn't be doing this.
Right.
But, I can't pay anybody to do it, so...
Right.
But, I mean, seriously, I'm Dr. Popular. I shouldn't be running my own fan site. I definitely should be writing about how great I am.
How great are you?
Well, if you go to drpopularismyhero.com, you can click on Doc or Not, and currently my ratings on Doc or Not are pretty high. I'm very Doc. Very Dr. Popular.
Hey, that's not a real website.
Doc or Not. Oh, docornot.com. Doc Popish. So you filmed a video that is available on schlichting.com.
How about schlichto.com?
Schlichting. That's when you do, when you go to schlichto.com, you're schlichting. You're schlichting the web.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Good save. You're going to confuse the people, Doc. You're going to confuse them.
No, they can just schlick the web themselves, and they can look at get the right info. So, so you did the video? It's up online. Have you done anything else like crazy Bandalore related lately?
I took a picture with Santa Claus yo-yoing.
I didn't see him yo-yoing in the pictures. I saw a picture of you on Santa Claus's lap, and you were crying. I think he just said something.
Next to
like,
that one, there was a picture of me next to Santa Claus, and Santa Claus is yo-yoing.
I imagine.
And actually, he's using the end.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. It's on my blog.
The end is near, Santa Claus. I can imagine like the conversation with you and him. Santa Claus, I want a H-spin yo-yo for Christmas. Are you crazy? You'll bust your eye out.
Yeah.
Huh? Huh?
That's pretty much what happened.
Reference.
And then he kicked me down the slide.
Kicked you down the slide. They always kick you when you're down. So, speaking of like the new yo-yos that are coming out, the new Bandalores that are coming out, we have people to talk to about their new yo-yos. A couple yo-yo manufacturers, right?
That's right.
Who are we going to contact first?
Well, we've got both. Well, from the same company, we've got both. Chris Micklin and Paul Wallace on the line here from Caribou Lodge Yo-Yo Works, the makers of The Peak. And so we'll go ahead and give them a call right now.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Yes. This is Dr. Popular and Josh Parker.
Oh. Hello. And so on the line here, we've got Paul Wallace and Chris Micklin.
Hey, guys.
Is that correct?
McCoolin.
I'm sorry.
Those are two awesome names, by the way. Chris McCoolin. That sounds like a made-up name, like you know, something they would have on The Simpsons. Like, oh, yeah, McCool. And then Paul Wallace. Paul Wallace is such a, like, awesome, like, manly... solid name. I can, you know, I was going to say, I was talking to Josh, your guy's next yo-yo should be called the Paul Wallace.
That's actually not too bad.
Yeah, except the thing is that, yes, absolutely, my yo-yo company is already in the process of making the Paul Wallace yo-yo. So.
Is it? Oh, I waived my royalty checks.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just warning you guys, in case you decide to come out with one, you'll probably get in trouble with our lawyers. But other than
okay. All right. Well,
Paul
how
Wallace,
many
by,
are you going to do in your run of the Paul Wallace? How many yo-yos are you planning on making?
100.
100? Okay.
100.
100 units? All right.
That's a big, solid number.
I figure 5 bucks a piece, and I'll be fine.
So there will be 101 Paul Wallaces out there. You won't
God
be numbered.
God forbid. That would be a horrible thing.
So you guys manufacture a yo-yo yourselves. You guys are both owners of the company that makes Peak yo-yo?
That's correct.
Yep. Can you guys tell us something about the Peak yo-yo, like what you guys were doing when you designed it and all that?
Ooh. Hey, Chris, you want to start that off?
Yeah, sure. Basically, we wanted to design the yo-yo we wanted, always wanted. So we kind of took our favorite things from our favorite yo-yos and, you know, kind of mashed them together. And, you know, it just came out better than, like, we even expected.
Yes.
And a lot of it was all about, like, the hookups, too. Like, a friend of mine owns a machine shop, and, like, Levi, he works 6 feet away from me. He did all the painting, and, you know, Paul's
Wait. There's a guy that painted it called Levi?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys have the coolest names up there.
Levi McCarroll.
Oh. So cool.
He's the man. He paints motorcycles.
Well, he'd have to with a name like Levi.
Yeah, so custom motorcycles for that crazy old hippie.
His work is pretty unreal.
So he's the guy that did the airbrush painting of the mountain peaks on there.
Yeah, he came up with the whole design.
Yeah. Now, well, the whole process, it's not just the mountain peaks. The entire yo-yo is airbrushed.
Is that a particular mountain peak or not?
No, not exactly. I mean, if you want to infer that it's a particular peak, perhaps your favorite, then feel free. And we'll support that. But
if it helps you sell more yo-yos.
Well, we're out, really. So
we
need to work on that.
All right. So tell us about, these elements, these favorite elements that you put into the yo-yo.
Well, when we first started it, some of our favorite yo-yos at the time, and still are, I'm a big Hitman lover. I think the Hitman's it's a great little yo-yo itself. And we're both big fans of the 401k and Yo-Yo Factory. So we really started off as saying one of our taglines to the marketing was a Hitman and a 401k had a baby. Okay. And that's how it started off. And then as the yo-yo developed and we changed it a bit wider, a bit taller, a bit narrower, a bit shorter, and fiddled around with it, we sort of let that drop off and just came out with the yo-yo with everything we love. Everything we love. Did we just change it to silicone because we're in Canada and we can do that?
Okay.
And,
you mean silicone rings or liquid silicone?
Oh, silicone, we poured it. It's gasket, red gasket sealant.
I think you could do that in the U.S. too, couldn't you?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
The patent only covers O-rings.
Well, they say elastomer material, so we're like, we'll cover our butts.
Yeah, you always want to cover your butts. And speaking of which, the G-string.
Wonderful segue. I'm going to write that down.
What is the G-string?
Thanks for buying G-string. We're covering your butts. What is the G-string?
You don't want yo-yo string that breaks. Cover your butt with G-string.
It doesn't break unless you chew it or cut it, really. G-string was just a little side project I started for fun. It still is something I do for fun. I decided to try and make my own string, so I looked up a bunch of different resources and played with a bunch of threads. I'm older, so you know I'm not like your 12-year-old kid that doesn't have any money. I can go out and spend $150 on something and go, that didn't work. Oh, crappy. And I can move on. But it just blew up to way beyond any proportion I ever dreamed it would. And now I send stuff all over the world. And people like it. So, hey, I didn't even have a name for it. It was just the string I made. And I gave some to Chris. And he coined the phrase G-string. It was him. And I went, that's great. I'm keeping that. And here we are. Like, eight months later?
Does each peak come with a G-string?
Yes. It comes with a custom design we created called Blue Peak.
Blue Peak?
Blue Peak.
Blue Peak. I'm having trouble. So who is G. Simeon?
That's me. Yeah, it's short for Godlike Simeon.
So I'm on paulwallace.com/G-string. And I just saw the G-string handmade yo-yo string by G. Simeon. I have to say, once again, Paul Wallace, such an awesome name. I don't know why you use other names other than Paul Wallace. It's just a really good name.
It may just be a self-confidence thing. I haven't really worked it out.
All right.
I'll make a note to talk to a therapist.
And your G string, I hear, is a lot like the Brazilian string.
It can be. I use heavier threads, lighter threads, sewing, serger, rayon, embroidery, all sorts of different stuff. Different designs I have different constructions. Some's 1x6, some's 1x12, some's 1x10, 1x8. It all depends. Whatever makes the best string with the coolest color combinations, that's what I'll create. But I don't stick to strictly 1x10. I play a lot. I have a big pile of play thread where I just make one design and go, and throw it in a pile.
So, where is your guys' string available?
My string, you can buy it right now when they have stock at Yo-Yo Nation. You can order it right through that webpage, thepowwows.com/gstring. Mm-hmm. And I have 3, possibly 4 more online stores coming on soon in the new year.
So you guys have some sort of anti-capitalist yo-yo monopoly going on with Yo-Yo Nation right now, where you're only selling to them, right?
The peak was a Yo-Yo Nation exclusive. In that first run. Yeah, we only sold the peak through Yo-Yo Nation on the first run.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
And are y'all doing that again with any of your other yo-yos, like exclusive runs, or is it going to be open to everybody?
We're still discussing that. We're not 100% sure. Like, we're not unhappy mm-hmm. with anything we've done so far and anybody we've dealt with. So we're not going to be like, forget you. We're going somewhere else. Yada, yada, yada. None of that politics garbage. But we haven't said, we're going to go somewhere else either.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy. They're happy. Everything's selling well. So we'll make a decision when we're ready to release some more.
What does Pat do that makes it so worth running with him? I'm just curious. Like, is it just really easy to work with?
I think when I first started coming up with concepts, I was always kind of banging off ideas with Pat, so he kind of helped out in that respect.
So he was just there in the beginning for you?
Yeah, and I have no business experience prior to this, so he kind of mm-hmm. helped me out with that, and was really thoughtful and just kind of let us come up with our own ideas and gave his input. So it was actually pretty cool. It wasn't forcing us to do anything.
Well, there was that one time, but
so you guys have released your first yo-yo. You're really happy with it. You're sold out. But by naming it the peak, are you worried that you've cursed yourselves? I mean, from this point, there's nowhere down.
Well, only if you take peak as the penultimate, really.
What else would the peak be?
Well, it's a name. It's a cool name that we thought. I mean, the peak, we try to embody that as the image on the yo-yo, going with the sky blue and the snow. Is it the ultimate yo-yo we can create? No. No, of course we can change and try something else. If we stay with the city, we can keep pumping out peaks for years, people will probably buy them. But we don't want to do that. We'll try something else and try a different shape and play around because we have that ability. So, we don't have any fears. I don't have any fears. How about you, Chris? Do you have any fears about not meeting up to the peak's expectations?
Share your hopes, fears, and dreams with us.
Hopes, yeah. I just want to keep
okay, so your current run of the peak is sold out. Is that correct?
Everything that was given to Yo-Yo Nation sold out, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I still have 20 in my basement. We're going to paint them on December 28th.
So and then those are going to Yo-Yo Nation, or are those going other things?
We'll be selling them off our site.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
they'll be all totally different colors, so we're going to do some flames, sparkle, just anything. Levi's just going to go nuts.
All right, that's cool.
Well, then Levi go crazy with about 20-something peaks, and we'll see what happens.
Are you planning another full run of the peak?
Yeah, we just switched vendors, he's got the order in, so I'm just waiting back to hear back for when he's going to be done.
Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And do you have the next yo-yo planned at this point? Or are you thinking about it?
How much do you want to say about this, Chris?
I'm glad you asked. We're in the prototype stage right now. So.
Okay. And that's all you want to say?
pretty much.
It's awesome. We love it. We're very, very excited.
It's the best thing ever.
Can I suggest
my four-year-old is interrupting me. Hang on.
Can I suggest a yo-yo name for you guys? I think if you're going to package it with a G-string, why not call the yo-yo the pasty? Huh?
Pasty?
That's really good.
The pasty. Sex sales. It does.
Well, I mean, the pasty, if it comes with a lot of free G-string.
Yeah.
Right.
And that, because, you know, exactly. You can stay on the same format. But I don't know, the pasty, we'd have to make two. It had to be for 2A. Just to make it fair.
Yeah.
I was thinking the abominable snowman.
Yeah. Everest.
Well,
who knows?
Guys, it's good talking to y'all. Thanks for filling us in on what's going on, and we can't wait to see your new yo-yo. And don't forget when the Paul Wallace comes out. But yes, absolutely. If you order one from me, I can't do anything on the price, but I'll sign it for you.
Oh, very thoughtful. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Dr. Popper, the writer for the Paul Wallace for you.
My life will be complete from that point forward, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, guys, thanks for talking to y'all, and we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, thanks for your time, guys.
Nice to meet you.
Bye.
Bye.
We'd like to thank Paul Wallace and Chris McEwlin for talking to us here on the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. So what else have we got to talk about here, Doc?
Well, we were going to talk about some Yo-Yo Wiki stuff, some yoyowiki.org.
After all, is why we're here.
Yeah, that's right. Yoyowiki.org is our mom and father. Every week we try to talk about just something pertaining to it. How has attendance been on yoyowiki.org lately?
It's been good. We're seeing some new faces. We've got some people who are editing and contributing some content and everything like that, and we definitely appreciate that. But there definitely could be more. And that could be you.
Me?
Listener.
Oh, I was listening.
The person listening right now. You know something about yo-yoing that is not on the Yo-Yo Wiki, and you could go and contribute that right now.
And we always appreciate people contributing to yoyowiki.org. That's what makes it a more useful site. It's like YouTube or something. Whenever there's more people taking part in it, then there's more to get out of it. However, there's a couple kind of etiquette or netiquette kind of rules to yo-yo wikis or to wikis in general. And one of them is about posting information that might have already been posted before. Josh, you probably know more about this.
Yep, creating duplicate pages. So whenever you're writing a new article, just go in and make sure that the article doesn't already exist. Maybe under a different spelling or nomenclature or something like that. Because the search feature isn't always the best. So if you're looking for just the article on a yo-yo, and you just type in Y-O-Y-O, you're not going to find it. But if you add a dash in there, it'll take you right to the article for yo-yoing, or for just yo-yos straight up. So try and be particular. Sometimes capitals do affect the search results. So try and be very particular before you start a new page and make sure that a page does not already exist. I guess that's my lecture for the day. Was that a little too scolding?
No, that wasn't.
Okay.
This would be. If you're going to edit something, be sure to check it, because we don't want to go through and see multiple listings and see inaccurate information. We're talking to you, mister. That's right. So that was scolding.
Oh, okay. You're right, I wasn't scolding.
No. So like going through an example here, if I wanted to post something about G-string, first I would type in G-string, G space string, and do the search feature. And if there's nothing there, I might want to try G hyphen string.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing there. So now there is no page titled G-string. Now you can feel pretty safe that you can create this page. Just try to assume that maybe someone beat you to the punch most of the time. For instance, we were looking at a ProFly page, a Duncan ProFly page, and there seems to be a there was, this will probably be corrected, but there was multiple entries for this.
Mm-hmm.
One was under Duncan ProFly, and the other was just what, ProFly?
Right. I think it was it was ProYo. One was under Duncan ProYo, and one was under Duncan ProYo with a lowercase y in the ProYo.
Oh, so not the ProFly.
Right.
ProYo. So sometimes you'll have different people entering information, and one page would be, you know, kind of the bigger context of the information, and the other page would just be like, you know, some kind of secondary thing that might repeat some of the other stuff. It's similar, I was saying to Josh earlier, it's similar to all the different versions of the Bible out there. And you know, you might have created the Good Times version of the ProYo page instead of kind of the regular. But I guess by saying that, I'm kind of insulting people's religious beliefs, and I didn't think about it in that terms.
Oh, nobody believes in the Good Times version of the Bible.
Yeah, I think it's selling pretty good.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I just insulted a lot of people too.
Yeah. Well, Josh, you've got your new video. People can check that out on shalukdo.com. Mm-hmm. I'll have a musical podcast up by the end of the week for johnradio.com. And
excited to hear that.
Oh, it's so good. It's space themed. It just really runs the gamut. Anything from, like, you know, Leonard Nimoy singing about space to disco space songs, and, you know, just yada yada yada, lots of good stuff. Oh, it's so fun. So that'll be up on drownradio.com, and you know, I think that's another fantastic episode of Yo-Yo Wiki Radio.
Yeah, it was a lot of people having, it was a lot of fun having those guys from Caribou Lodge Yo-Yo Works on.
And a lot of people having fun.
Yeah, that's true too. Yep. We're going to try and do more things like that in the near future. So that does it for another edition of Yo-Yo Wiki Podcast.
Wiki.
I'm not sure if we're going to do a show next week. What do you think, Doc?
Why wouldn't we?
There's a, what's it called? What's it called? Where the thing with the presents?
The internet?
You get stuff? Christmas.
It's your birthday?
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday. all right, so, okay, fine. Maybe we could pre-record something.
I've recording next week doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother me!
All right, so we're going to have a show next week.
Yeah, the Good Times episode. It'll be the same as this week's episode, except there'll be a little less information in it.
Yeah, that's pretty much right.
We'll just edit this week's episode. We'll take out all the adjectives. So, yeah, it's good talking to you, Josh. It's good talking to you guys. You nutty Yo-Yo Wiki editor, listener people.
And, hope to have you back next week.
And remember, when you're playing with your bandolier around your Christmas tree, be sure to keep a safe distance. That's all.
Bye.
Bye.